Okay. So in other words, it better be short, huh?
If it goes long and the service goes long, you just remember it's his fault.
Okay.
Go ahead, brother.
Well, I was a sinner, just like everybody else. Now I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
But back in 1976, I never did drink. I never have drank. I never did like the sound, the taste of it. But I used to go to the bars because that's where everybody went. But I met a girl at a bar, and I went to her mother's house and her. And one Sunday, instead of going out, one Sunday afternoon, I said, well, where do you go to church? She kind of stammered and stuttered and said, down here at St. Elmo Bible Church. I said, well, we'll just go to church tonight instead of going out. Well, lo and behold, I started going to that church. I didn't even know where St. Elmo was. But anyhow, I started going over there. And I wasn't saved at the time, but they had a revival service on a week. And Brother Anish Roche, he's a Christian Arab. And he was preaching the services. And he, the first night, I was sitting kind of right about over there, about midway back. And he preached on something. I have no idea what he preached on. But I got up at the end of the service during the invitation and went forward. And the preacher didn't ask me what I wanted or anything else. I said, well, okay. He just prayed over me. And the next night, I know what he's preaching on. He preached on sin. And he named every sin. And I said, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. And I said, I need to go forward. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I believe this. The Holy Spirit said, I forgave you of that yesterday. You don't need to go up there. I said, well, okay. And that was the end of that. That settled it for me. And some of those other services, he had some real good services, and on the way home, had about a 35-mile trip home. And I was driving a pickup truck, and I felt like the devil was in the back of that truck, harassing me, basically. And I said, I rebuke you, because the Lord said I was his. And he fell out of the back of the truck. At least that's the way I felt it. So, anyhow, I got saved around March, the first part of March of 76, a few years ago. And I've had some good times in the Lord at that church. And the main reason I left that church was because they decided to change Bibles, and they changed preachers, and they changed the whole church because we couldn't afford the bills. So I came over here. But I have had some great experiences there. A friend of mine from over there is Jerry Simmons. He wrote a play back in the 80s. And we put that play on about 80-something times at different churches. Mm-hmm. All the Great Pretenders. And I was the light man, basically. I run some buildings. I had to go to different buildings to get power enough to run the lights and all the stuff. It's a really good play, and he's got it on. He decided to make a movie out of it, but he still has He can't sell it because he's got some people singing in it that wants $10,000 royalties. So he ain't got that much money. But anyhow, we had Jean Shepherd. If you don't know her, she's one of the older country music singers, but I think she's dead now. She passed away. And we had some audio we needed to get from her. So this was kind of humorous. Jerry and I went to Nashville, and we called her up and told her where we was at, staying at a motel. She said, "Well, meet me at the backstage of the Opry. I got to go on the Opry tonight." I said, "Well, okay, if that's what you want to do." We got backstage passes to the Opry, and we went in there and we sat down, and about 10 minutes, when you're dealing with a professional, it doesn't take long to get audio. She did one take and we got all we needed. She said, "Well," I said, "Well, now we need to go." She said, "Well, why don't you just stay here on the Opry? Go get set up there on the stage." And I said, "Okay." At that time, I had a beard. It was a black beard, as a matter of fact.
That was a long time ago, brother.
Yes, it was. I had a cowboy hat. And we was up there sitting on the backstage of the Opry, up there on them little pews on the back of it. And this is something I did not know. I thought that Whispering Bill Anderson was a short guy. He ain't. He's about 6'4". I'm 6', and I was looking up to him, standing next to him. But anyhow, that's just something else. But anyhow, the next day we decided to go, and I said, "I better stop at one of these little souvenir shops." And there was a bus out there, and the driver came in and says, "There's a lady on this bus that says she will not leave until she gets my autograph." I says, "Okay, I don't know who she thinks I am, but I ain't nobody." But anyhow, I must have looked a little bit like Charlie Daniels. But anyhow, I gave her an autograph, and I signed my name to it. And I don't know who she thought I was or who she thought Wayne was, but oh well. But that was kind of funny. I went to Nashville and didn't get an autograph, but I gave one. So like I say, I had a lot of fun at that church. We put on a lot of plays, and my wife was real active in the Bible school, Sunday school, vacation Bible school. And my daughters is also active in it. But anyhow, I think that's about enough. Preacher, preach the word.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.